Thank you. Thank you. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. That's good. Amen. Why don't you be seated? Give somebody a hug, and then you can sit down. Did y'all get a chance to worship the Lord? Praise the Lord. Hey, Jesse, can you hook me up with a cup of coffee real quick? Amen. Y'all chilly or y'all feel good? Yeah. You feel good? Okay. It's a different thing in here tonight. I feel cold. You wonder what that means. Amen. No, I ain't going to wear this. Look like Dracula up here. Oh, my goodness. Isn't it a good day? Amen. I guess the kids can go back there and hurt each other. Amen. Who's going to go back with the kids? Somebody say, praise the Lord. Don't put them through this. Make them sit up here by themselves. Hallelujah. We need a volunteer. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to call on somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Crystal, why don't we let you minister to the kids tonight, girlfriend? Hallelujah. Y'all pray for your children. Hallelujah. We're not going to send them back there with a man. Praise the Lord. It's okay. Give Crystal a hand and tell her thank you very much. Hallelujah. I'm not going to have anybody to pick on tonight, huh? Praise God. All right, open your Bibles to 1 John chapter 1. Everybody say righteousness. Say it one more time. Righteousness. Righteousness. Are y'all getting a clue about righteousness when we're talking about righteousness? How to stay in righteousness? How to live the life that God wants us to live? How to get what God wants us to have? That's why the righteous is blessed, right? Bible said, I've been young, now I'm old, yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed begging for bread. That means that God takes care of the righteous. Everybody say, God takes care of the righteous. Because they don't do anything wrong. Is that the reason why God takes care of the righteous? Because they're the people that just do everything right. They never do anything wrong. They never make a mistake. He just blesses them because, you know, they're just goody-two-shoes people. They never let the wrong thing slip out of their mouth. They never do anything wrong. That's not what righteousness is. Somebody say amen. It doesn't have anything to do with righteousness. Our righteousness is in Jesus Christ. He is all of our righteousness. We can't try to be good. There's no goodness on the inside of us. The only thing we can do is love Jesus. And if we love Jesus with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind, naturally goodness is going to come out of us. Who says you can't live like that? Well, there's only one way to live. That's the only way that you can live. When you're trying to do this stuff all by yourself, when you try to be perfect, when you try to be holy and sanctified in your flesh and all those things, you know what's going to happen? You're going to end up being a big Pharisee and mad and miserable about your life. But when you learn to love Jesus with everything you've got, learn to worship God, you'll find yourself walking out righteousness. You'll find yourself walking in holiness. You'll find yourself not wanting to go into places you don't need to go. Not wanting to say things you don't need to say. When we love God, we become more like Jesus. You know what? When you hang around God, you become more like Him. And if you want to be more like Jesus, hang out with Him. You want to become more like Jesus, hang out with Him. Now the devil, you know what? He wanted to become like God. He said, listen, I can do the same things he can do. I want to become just like him. But you know what? He decided to do it in and of himself without any fellowship with God or try to do it apart from God. When we think we can do anything separated from God, we're going to get ourselves in trouble. Amen. You ever met people like that, get so upset, they mess up and everybody has a bad day because they messed up in their perfect walk? Remember I told you about my friend, we were riding down the road one day and somebody cut her off And she was praying in the Holy Ghost as she was going down the road, and somebody cut her off the road, and she said, "Stupid jerk! You interrupted my intercession." Then went back praying in the Holy Ghost again. You ever seen people get mad, you know? You know, they'd be worshiping God with all of their heart, all their soul, and all of a sudden someone bumps into them. And all of a sudden they jump out of the Spirit just as quickly as they got in it. And you wonder, how could you go from the heavenly throne, "I worship you, Almighty God," and manifest that? You know why? Because these are people that try to do things in and of themselves, and it can't be done. You're going to be phony, you're going to be a hypocrite, and you're not going to get where you want to go. But when you find out that you can love God and God loves you no matter what, I tell you what, something supernatural is going to happen on the inside of you. You'll become just like Him. You'll start to act like Him. You'll start to walk like Him. Somebody say, hallelujah. You know what the problem with people, John chapter 1 verse 1, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life, for the life was manifest." Somebody say, the life was manifest. "And we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you eternal life." Oh, Father, let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Something evil's in this place. Let's pray right now. Hallelujah. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm not talking about an individual, so nobody get into fear in any area. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to leave it alone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. God is a holy God. And you know what? We have to check our spirits every now and then. Amen. You know what? When we say evil, you know, sometimes we're talking about evil demons or evil spirits or whatever else. But you know what? Strong negative will is just as evil as anything else. And many times we can have a will or a mindset or an impression or desire go so strong and so stubborn. You know what that is? That's a foul wind. And that's evil before the presence of God. It's offensive. Somebody say hallelujah. You want to stay in the flow of the Spirit of God. You want to stay in Christ's Spirit, in the Spirit of the anointing of Jesus. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. "Which we have seen and have done all these other things. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye may also have fellowship with us." So say, so you can have some fellowship. Now he's writing this letter to these other people, supposedly believers. He said, listen, that which you've heard from us from the beginning, what you've seen, all the stuff you heard us talking about, listen, I want you to get into this so you can have some fellowship with us. You know, you can hang out with certain people and yet never have fellowship. There is something about fellowship. Somebody say fellowship. And I'm not just talking about a good time. I'm not just talking about spending time. I'm talking about Holy Ghost fellowship. Commonhood, koinonia, fellowship of the Spirit. Where there's something supernatural when true believers get together in the right spirit, with the right mind. You know what? With the right vision, with the right goal, something supernatural happens. It's called fellowship. And when people truly get in that type of fellowship, anything can happen. Some say unity. And we were talking about the power of unity, huh? That's what fellowship does. You know, you can't fellowship with everything. Somebody say, praise God. I know I'm telling the truth. You can try. Just because they go to church doesn't mean you can fellowship. Just because they say they Holy Ghost filled doesn't mean you can fellowship with everybody. It's something that has to do with the Spirit. You feel it in your spirit. You can tell when some, you know, anybody can say anything out of their mouth. Anybody can do anything. Anybody can act any kind of way. You ever heard of people smiling in your face? But all the time they want to take your place. Backstabbers. You ever heard that song? Well, you know that's true, but you know the Holy Ghost will reveal that stuff to you. So if you want to have that fellowship of the Spirit, you know that miracle that God does when God knits people together and He unifies people. It's a spiritual thing. See, it's something about the church is different than things in the world. So you get out in the world and if everybody drinks the same brand of beer, you can have some fellowship. If you like the same kind of music, you get fellowship with them or supposed fellowship. You know, you look around the Woodlands. I was so glad to get out of the Woodlands, Texas, just for about 3 days. And I realized just how carbon copy everybody is. Lord, I just want to go out with some spray paint or something, just start changing some people or something. All the kids, you know, you see a child, I mean, you don't have to see their face, you know, you get your kids mixed up. You know, I said, well, there goes Chad over there, because they wear the same shoes, the same pants, right on the same level of the rear end, you know, the shirt goes down, everybody's hair is exactly the same. If you don't see their face, everything's exactly the same, because they all want to find something to fellowship around. That's how we get, you know, all these little separate societies. You know, hey, I'm black, you black. We got fellowship. You know, I'm a woman, you know, or I'm a man and you're a man. Therefore, we can get on the football game and we're going to have some kind of fellowship. The church is different. Doesn't have anything to do with what we enjoy and what we like sometimes. You can have fellowship because you know Jesus. You got a vision and you got a call, and that's what you fellowship around. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I met some of the best friends in my life just because we shared common vision and common goal. It didn't take us 6 years to get to know somebody and then all of a sudden say, hey, I guess we could hook up and be friends. One of the best friends I ever had was Jesse. It didn't take me 6 months to find out that we could have been buds. Took about 3 days. You know what? And that fellowship turned into ministry, and that ministry turned into a church, and God's going to do some things with it. Well, that's usually what it's all about. Everybody say fellowship. He said, now listen, these stuff that you heard, unless you can get this stuff, we're not going to be able to have any kind of fellowship because it's supernatural. Somebody say fellowship. Is supernatural. I like, they used to sing this one song, Church of God in Christ. I like it. They said, this is the Church of God in Christ. This is the Church. You know this song, Gloria? Of God in Christ. You cannot join in. You must be born in. This is the Church of God in Christ. Well, you know what? You can't just join up with stuff. If I just keep going 3 days out of the week or at least show up once a month, I'll be in this thing and everything will be all right. You can't just join. We don't have no joining stuff. That don't mean nothing. You got to be born of the Spirit in this thing. It's got to be something spiritually connected. Amen? Doesn't take you 2 years to know. You can know within your heart where God wants you to be. All right. Now, which ye have seen and heard, declare we unto you that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Wow. They said, fellowship with me because I'm fellowshipping with the Father through Jesus Christ. So we say, thank God for that. Forget what people got unless they got Jesus. You fellowship with that, you'll be all right. Amen. And he said, now these things we write unto you. Now, he's telling us these things in the Bible that your joy, someone say joy.
Joy.
Say joy.
Joy.
Say it one more time, joy.
Joy.
May be full. Someone say, thank God for supernatural joy. He said, there are things in the Bible, listen, you can have full joy. Halfway joy is based on circumstances, based on how we feel at the moment. Based on how big the moon looks in the sky. You know, some of us go crazy and the moon gets weird. You know, we have different times when we don't feel too good. But you know, when we pick up this written letter of the law, we can get beyond all that stuff and get over to fullness of joy. To where you always got more than enough. This then is the message which ye have heard of him, and we declare unto you, God is light, and there is no darkness at all in him. So we say, thank God for that. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. They say, wow. We don't look at somebody and say, you're not supposed to have any dark days. I mean, you need to get off the roller coaster. He's not taking you to heaven on a roller coaster. In the day, out tomorrow, up today, who knows where I'll be tomorrow. You know, by the time the service is over, I might just flip off again. In Jesus, you know what? There is no shadow of turning. So we're going to be like Christ and we're going to have that same Holy Ghost. It does, you know, he's not, you know, you buy cheap toys, some stuff, you buy cheap stuff. Every now and then it'll work, and sometime it won't work. You know, you don't know whether, you know, whether it's going to go or not. Light switch will come on. You know, we got some terrible wiring in that office where little girl's working over here, where Irene's working. You hit that light switch, one day it'll come on. The other day, who knows what'll happen? It'll just flicker. Well, it's not the same way with Jesus. It's not the same way with Jesus. Whenever you turn on the switch, he's supposed to come on. Whenever you turn on the switch, he's supposed to come on. You know, he's always there and he's always willing. No matter what's going on, no matter what's happening. When you turn on Jesus, he should always come on. And when Jesus comes on, guess what? Love's going to come on. Joy's going to come on. Peace is going to come on. And help's going to come on. We don't have this other stuff. We're talking about a supernatural God. Someone say, grow up and get on with God. Bible says, listen, if you say you walk in him, listen, in him there is no darkness. See, we take, you know, in the day, out tomorrow, halfway here, halfway there. You know, we got to get beyond this every other day stuff. We're going to lose some stuff here. That's not Jesus. He said, I wish you were either hot or cold. Make up your mind what you want to be. You want to be saved and be Jesus. Joy is always on the inside of you. There's no excuse for not having it. Love is always on the inside of you. You don't have to learn it. You don't have to practice it. If Jesus is on the inside of you, you just die to yourself. It'll come out. It's a decision. Somebody say, it's always a light switch away. And you can turn it on. Or you can choose to turn it off. We try to make God powerless. He's not able to make us feel better. He's not able to make us do right. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. It's a choice and it's a decision. This then is the message which you've heard, and we declare unto you, God is light, and there is no darkness at all in him. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, somebody say darkness. That means walking in stuff you know. You know, we have the light. Jesus told us which way to walk. He told us what to do in every circumstance, in every situation. We don't have to guess. He said, always love. Always forgive. Somebody say hallelujah. This is the light that he gives us. If we say we have fellowship and walk in him, we do not the truth. And if we walk in the light as he is in the light. Somebody say, if we walk in the light, if we're walking with Jesus in the light, he is not darkness. Somebody says, well, I have the light. I have the light. Well, I tell you what, if you've got the light, you'll have fellowship. It shouldn't be hard. So we say, thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you what. You only know God as much as you know, amen, that brother or sister that you can't love the most, the least. He said, as much as you've done for the least of these, you've done it unto me. That brother or sister that you can't put up with it, you can't take, that's the measure of your love that you have for Jesus. You don't love God any more than you love the least person you know. That's what Jesus teaches us. If you say you have fellowship with God, you saved, full of the Holy Ghost, and can't stand this, can't stand that, can't stand him, can't stand her, you lie and know not the truth. Oh, it's good tonight. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, let's walk. Let's walk in love. Let's walk in the light and stop making excuses, amen, for acting like devils. Start acting like believers, amen. He turned it on. He died that we might be able to do these things, amen. For if we walk in the light as he is in the light, somebody say, if. We have fellowship, somebody say, thank you, Jesus, with one another. Everybody say fellowship. Didn't say fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Didn't say fellowship with God. See, it's just, some of us think, oh, it's just me and God. I got to pull myself away and get with God. Me and the Holy Ghost. Everybody else just got me. I just had to get with God. Just me and the Lord. Nobody else but me and Jesus. Nobody else, just me and the Lord, because he knows all these other people are just out there and off. So say, God's not going to meet you there. He didn't design it that way. He said, if you walk in the light as he is in the light and all those other things, you're going to be able to have fellowship with other people. You know what? Somebody say, when he comes back to rapture, he's not coming back to rapture individuals. That's nowhere in the Bible. So we say, glory to God. Isn't that strange? We like to read what we want to read. and take it anywhere we want to. Somebody say, he's coming back for a church. Glory to God. He come back for a group. He come back for a church without spot nor wrinkle. That means you got to, somebody say, if you holding on to relationship, you holding on to love, you're holding on to grace, that's what you're going to pick up. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Notice that when the ark, somebody say the ark, he didn't have Noah out there swimming. He didn't have Noah out there swimming. You know, he said, Noah, I'm going to flood the earth, and I'm going to put you out there in the middle of the ocean. You just swim. Swim for all you got. You know, and I'll give you the power to keep swimming. You just keep swimming, and I'm going to let you stay afloat for, you know, say, I'm just going to fill your gut with water, and you're going to stay afloat for 40 days and 40 nights. He said, no. He said, get your butt inside an ark. Shut yourself up inside an ark. Amen. Close it up and deal with it. And I'll preserve you. But there are a lot of people. Somebody say, praise God. You know, he's going to come. Somebody say, we got to work this stuff out. That's how we live. He didn't send us out there. This one go. He sent them out two by twos. Amen. When he taught, he didn't just teach one by one. He got them all. He got 12 disciples and taught them all. So say, church. Tell you what, you can't stand the church. You can't stand Jesus, because that's what he is. If I go smacking this one because she gets on my nerves, amen, I might be smacking the eyes of Jesus, because she might be his eyes. He might be his ears. This might be the toe over there. That might be the foot over there. Then we all know we got a mouth, amen. This could be the mouth of the Lord. The church, people that are saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, people that we're called to live together. That's a supernatural union that God has designed. Some say love. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, as he is in the light, somebody say glory to God. We have fellowship with one another. You know what? The more you get with God, the more you're going to be able to handle other people. So say thank you, Jesus. Because you realize that God can handle anything. Amen. Stuff don't get to you as much. Amen. Hallelujah. He gave his life. He gave his life. He suffered and died. What more forgiveness, what more forgiving person do you know than Jesus? Now, you know, we all have different hang-ups. You know what kind of music I like. You know usually what I like, what I don't like. Most of y'all know that. And that's the same thing with some of you. There's everything. You have different things that you like and you get it. And we learn that. And we have influence on one another. The more you hang out with that person, the more you become like them. Same thing with Jesus. Peter had a problem. You know, Peter tried to act like he didn't know Jesus one time. You know, but the people said, yeah, you've been with him. I can tell. You say, I can tell. You can tell what you've been with. So we say, hallelujah. Wonder what the world says about us. I've been with Jesus. Lord. So say thing. I've been mad ever since. Hallelujah. I've been with Jesus. I feel like giving up. I've been with Jesus. I'm sick of everybody. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. You know what? The devil comes to seek. He comes to kill, divide, and destroy. And he's also the accuser of the brethren. So Jesus is not going to come to you accusing people of this, accusing people of that, and doing all this other stuff. Some say, that's not Jesus. So some say, I know who you've been with. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, y'all don't want to say it here. I'm teaching good tonight. Amen. Some say, I can tell. Some say, I know who you've been with. Peter tried to disguise himself. You know, they said, you've been with Jesus. He said, oh, no, I ain't starting to cuss. Amen. Some of us rolling in it from the get-go. Amen. Then we wonder why we go up against spirits and principalities. And those things will come out. We get our butt kicked every time. Like the sons of Sceva. You know, we like to carry on all throughout the week. You know, and then go out to minister and do certain things and wonder why we're not successful in it. Because even the devils, some say even the devils can tell. They can judge fruit more than we can. They went up there to try to cast out. They said, listen, I cast you out, and him who these cast out with. And them demons looked at them and say, Paul, I know. This one I know. Who are you? Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Someone say, who are you? And you know what them devils did? They beat them. Amen. Beat them so bad. Amen. Ripped the clothes off of them. See, that's what happens to us sometimes. We get beat. Oh, this is good. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Everybody say, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Let's say if. And if we don't have fellowship with one another, what does that mean? If we walk in darkness, amen, if we don't have fellowship, and fellowship is difficult, strained, and stressful, that means we've been walking in darkness. When we walk in darkness, we have difficulty. You know why? Because we can't see what Jesus can see. See, when we walk in the light, we can look beyond stuff. Somebody say hallelujah. We can get over what this one said, what that one said, what this one did. Somebody say praise God. And if you find out somebody's completely evil, guess what? You even got light to see beyond that. So say, even that was a devil from the pit of hell, guess what? I can get over this. Greater is he that's in me than he's in the world. Somebody say praise the Lord. So that should do something to us. Fellowship means. Somebody say benefaction. Say it again, benefaction. That means if we walk with Jesus, fellowship will start to happen. That means when we hang together, everybody gets benefited. And also says, listen, as we walk in the fellowship and all this other stuff, somebody say communication. Distribution, different things like that. Participation. These things happen when we get around Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse, John chapter 2, verse 3. Let's go there. And hereby we do know that we know him. How do you know that you know Jesus? How do you know that you know Jesus? How many of you know Jesus? How many of you know Jesus? This is what the Bible says. This is how you know Jesus. He said, how about we know that we know Jesus? If we keep, somebody say, keep his commandments. That's how you know you love Jesus. Whether you keep his commandments or not. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, somebody say, is a liar. And the truth is not in him. Do you learn the truth? No. When you get saved, the truth gets put on the inside of you. And when someone gets up here and preaches by the anointing of the Holy Ghost or teaches by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, all they do is reveal what God's already put on the inside of you. Some say, I don't have to go get nothing. You already got it on the inside. All you got to do is start to confess it and walk in it. It's not like college. Hallelujah. We can develop your faith in things that are already there. Faith is substance for things unseen. Doesn't mean things that aren't existent. So we say praise the Lord. Everything that God wants you to be, people, don't get beat up. Because some of us, you know, I'm a slow learner. I'm a real slow learner. Have difficulty picking certain stuff up. Thank God it's not based on how quickly I can learn. Thank God for that. You know, if you can't pick up what this one's talking about, what that one's talking, you know, Jesus gives you everything you're going to need. All these things I talk about, things that might seem impossible, things that I've seen difficult, you know what? If it's God, it's already on the inside of you, and you'll start to hear it and start to expect it to happen in your life. Some say, don't get upset about it. Just let it out. So we say, well, just do it. No, you can't just do it. You just got to let God do it. God loves you. He cares about you. It's on the inside of you already. All you got to do is say, okay, I open up and let it roll. Somebody say hallelujah. You know what? When they split Jesus' side with that spear when he hung on the cross, blood and water flowed out. Somebody say it was in him. You know, that water, the Holy Spirit, and that blood represents purification and purity. Amen. After he, you know, at the point of his demise, at the point when he was supposed to die, amen, all they did was just stick him. And you know what? What we needed just came on the outside, it came from within his belly. So say, don't get upset about it. Say, don't get upset. Don't get all beat up. It's already in you. It's already in your spirit. And we just get to the point where we can die to the flesh a little bit. Somebody say, amen. It'll come out. Oh, this treasure that we have in earthen vessels. Wow. What's this treasure? The ability to be who God wants us to be. Somebody say, it's spiritual. It's spiritual. It's awesome. How many are glad you're saved? Amen. How many are glad you're saved? Amen. And you got the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's on the inside of you. Every once in a while we have to be reminded not to get out beyond ourselves or take our spiritual relationship and just make it mental. We have to make it spiritual. Amen? We get our head in there and just mess everything up. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Perfected. And whereby know we that we are in him. Somebody say, if we keep his word. Say it one more time, if we keep his word. I'm going to let you go. Say, if we keep his word. Say it one more time, his word. Oh, if you people, there are certain things that you do have to pick up and catch. We know what the word is. Somebody say, the word is logos. The word is logos. And these things are supernatural. I didn't just, you know, God does certain things by his power. And every day there's a new season with God. Every day there's a new adventure with God. It's not the same thing it was last week. It's not the same thing it was last year. Not even yesterday. God does a new thing every day. And he wants you to get with it fresh. So say it, praise the Lord. If we keep his word. So say, just keep the word. Stick with him. Stick with his voice. Don't get it sidetracked. Don't get out there. Find out what God is saying and keep it. Everything God says. A man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That new word, somebody say the new word that God speaks to us. We believe prophetic preaching. We believe prophetic teaching. We believe in the Holy Ghost that God tells us certain things as we start to listen to that new thing that God's saying. Guess what? The love you need for that day is going to be in that perfected word. I've seen people go off. I've seen people go off. I've seen people miss it, lose, backslide, and give up and miss whole seasons. And I mean, and start to change the pace of their step. Change. I mean, just change. Why? Because they couldn't. You know, the word of God would come. Some say that debar. That new word, that new season, that new thing that God is doing, that new thing that God is leading us into. You know what? They get so smart they can't hear that stuff. Before you knew it, gone. Say every word. Wow. I'll catch this word, but I'll leave the other one out. See, when we get real, when we're young in God, you know, God, every little thing God speaks out of his mouth, we jump right in it. Woo! I get the love. We get all excited. I get to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Yeah. You know, then we get to walk in more, and all of a sudden new words come. Then we start to be, I'll pass this one about. Nope. I missed that season. Oh, pastor talking about prayer. You can hang that one up. 30 days for who? Forget that. God's doing a new thing in me. Somebody say, we're together. We're yoked. When God spoke to us in January, I've seen results right from the... He said, listen, go into prayer. Season of prayer. And prepare yourself for this new... Look and see what's going on in people's lives right now, where they are spiritually. You know what that decision was based on? Amen. Whether they heard the word and just obeyed. Say hallelujah. There are certain people, Rex, you've been in here. This house was basically full and words came. You know, we had over about 30 people walk off and go. You know what the word was? You know what the simple word was then? Just reverence and helps. They could give money. I mean, they were the best givers you ever. I mean, you could. I mean, man, it'd be nothing for them to sow stuff. 1,000 at a time. Nothing for that, amen, but the one word came, helps. We don't want to hear no helps. Reverence. They want to act up, you know, and God said, listen, this is the house of the Holy Ghost. So say every word. I'm not going to pick and choose. Everything God speaks is life for me. We have to learn to develop fear. Find out what God's trying to say to us. And right now, the word he's trying to say to us right now, church, is love. But so whosoever keeps his word in him verily is the love of God perfected. Someone say perfected. Someone say perfected. I got to let you go. Say perfected one more time. How many want to be perfected? That word perfected means what? Ready for use. I've never known a person ready to be used by God in their ministry that wasn't on top of the word of the day. Every season there's a new word that God speaks to us. You got to keep your head clear and your heart open. Who say praise the Lord? Because he's not going to allow you to roll in some old word. The word that he speaks has got the power for that day. That's where the anointing of God is. Amen? You'll find out everybody he sends you to. You know what? Somewhere love is going to be involved in that. You know, not as if it wasn't before. Amen? But there's a grace on that. Who say ready. Keep his word. Hallelujah. If you keep that word on, just meditate. I like Sister Bell. You know, she would get out there. She had her CDs going. She, you know, you could get there and she would deposit the word on the inside of her. Why? Some say watering the word. Jesus always taught his disciples and everything, every little lesson that they walked through throughout the day, God would cause their life to follow the words that he taught. He would teach them something in the morning, then all of a sudden they'd walk out something that day, and there it would be. Life is meant to revolve around the Word of God so that we can just live in the Word until Jesus comes. I just sense the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let's just pray. I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus. It's real. And within that Word, there's power. You know, and all you got to do is just remember it. All you got to do is just confess it. All you got to do is talk to Jesus about it. All you got to do is think about it. David said, in your word I meditate day and night, amen, that I might not sin against you, God. That I wouldn't go down the wrong track, hallelujah. That I would stay right in sync with God, right on pace with God. Because I want to be ready when you come. Therefore, I want to be ready and able to be used by God. We just saw so many people that had wonderful ministries, wonderful callings, but they didn't have the word. They didn't have the word. You could tell, Sister Kathy, when that word is fresh, there would be certain times we'd go rolling. You got to stay in prayer. You're ministering to kids and different things and do certain things. You know, we'd teach one thing from here and she wouldn't even know what's going on. And all of a sudden we walk over to the kids' room. They'd walk out with a little poster or something on the same scripture or something. Coincidence? No, it's a big Bible, people. There's no way. The Word of God is real. Man shall not live. Somebody say shall. My God. Thou shall not kill. Thou shall not commit murder. Thou shall not do all these other things. Man shall not live by bread alone. You got to listen to the Word of God, meditate on the Word of God like you're living. Anybody forget to eat today? Sometimes I do. But you didn't forget to eat this week, did you? You shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So if God's saying something to your heart, you got to open yourself up, amen, and receive that word and get it on the inside of you. I didn't mean to go this direction, amen, completely. Wanted to go an entirely new direction. But this is what God has for us. And it's good. Father, right now, by your Spirit, by your anointing, by your grace, we love you. We thank you for saving us. You did it. You did it, Jesus. We thank you for saving us. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for your realness in our lives. Your ability and your power that rolls and reigns in us. Lord, teach us how to live by your word. To humble ourselves to your greatness, God. Not take anything for granted. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before we go, I took up too much time, but we're going to have to receive an offering. Somebody say, praise God. Amen. What are offerings not? What do offerings reveal? Your heart. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Offerings are not donations. Offering are a form of worship, and it reveals our heart. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. So tonight, I ask you to search your heart. Amen. And I ask you to sow. Amen. I ask you to sow with your spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sow in faith. Amen. Sow in faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody sow. Amen. Enjoying yourself. What's your name, dear? Larissa? Wow. Somebody like back there likes your name. How are you doing, precious? You doing all right? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father. Why does he love us so much? Guess that's none of our business. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Spirit of the Lord's in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. God is holy. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Father. If you need a miracle, just stand up and receive it right now. Hallelujah. If you need a miracle, just stand up and receive it right now. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father. Thank you, Jesus. There's an anointing on somebody right now. I can just sense it. Just put your hand on one of your friend's back or something. Get there. Yes.
get there, just put it there and just start to pray for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just release that love of God. Yes, hallelujah. Let God use you. Thank you, Jesus. Let the Lord use you. Let that love start to flow right now. In the name of Jesus, just let the love of God start to flow. Even now, even now, even now, even now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Breaking all horrible samahai. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Tell him you're going to make it. Amen. God loves you. God loves you. You're going to make it. Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Praise the Lord, and everything's going to be all right. I speak healing to your body, finances to you. Hallelujah. May that vision that you have come to pass. Don't you be afraid to be who God wants you to be. Don't be afraid to be who God wants you to be. Don't be afraid to step out. Don't you be afraid to stand strong. You just trust the Lord. You hear His voice and don't turn to the right, to the left. You just stay right on track with God. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil deceive you. Hallelujah. You just stay with God. That's where the blessing is. Stay with God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Stay with Jesus. Oh, Korabasamahai. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Stick with Jesus. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. My God, my God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Just confess it right now. Everything's all right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, you're on the brink of a miracle. You're on the brink of a miracle. Hallelujah. My God, God can do much more than this if we let Him. God could do much more than this if we'd let Him. He'd bless you the way He wants to. Oh, thank you. You don't have to die and go to hell. You don't have to die and go to hell. Thank you, Jesus. You can live victoriously. Thank you, Jesus. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. God loves you. He came that you might have life and have life more abundantly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God loves you. Receive that love. Receive that grace. Receive that anointing. Receive that power. Receive that help by receiving His word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you even till the end of time. You wouldn't be able to shake Him even if you tried. Hallelujah. God's never going to let you go. Hallelujah. He's never going to let you go. His love, His power, His hand has got you. It's going to keep you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. That Yangamo Osa. Veyamahoba. Baba, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Glory to God. Save your people, oh God. Save them right now. Save them, Father God. Deliver them from every form of evil right now in the name of Jesus. Every thought, every impression, deliver them, Father God, from co-workers and different things, Father God. Evil influences, Father God. Wrong path. Deliver them right now in the name of Jesus. Set them free. Oh, God, do whatever you have to do to get them where you want them to be, to do what you want them to do right now in the name of Jesus. Silence every evil voice. Hallelujah, that the voice of the Spirit they'll be able to hear. You love them, Father God, and I hear you calling their name right now. I hear you calling their name right now. Hallelujah. Oh, my mama, Hosiah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, you told him, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll go wherever you want me to go. I'll say whatever you want me to say. Ha, 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 ha. And God said, what about today? Thank you, Jesus. What about today? Glory to God. What about today? Tomorrow never comes. Today is the day of salvation. Walk in it right now and turn on that switch. Turn it on, glory to God. God is in you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Turn on your power. Turn on your life. Turn on the victory. Turn on the word. Turn on your praise. Glory to God. Turn on your prayer power. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Choose to believe God right now. Somebody's got a negative thought, hallelujah, of defeat. Glory to God. God tell you that's not him. Hallelujah. He's an overcomer. Glory to God. You're an overcomer. Choose to believe faith right now. Choose to believe God's going to work it out right now. Hallelujah. You can turn on the switch and even turn that fear off. Ha, 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 ha. Yes, it's going to be all right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, he's your healer. Yes, he's your deliverer. Yes, he's your provision. He's your strong tower. He'll do it for you again and again and again. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He'll bless you. He'll bless you. He'll provide for you, even as he said he would. Glory to God. It's not a game. It's real. Hallelujah. Yes, he amahosahaya. Thank you, Father. He can do better for you than you ever could even think, ask, or imagine. So why don't you even start asking? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Step out. Step out. Step out. You've been believing God to do some things. Watch him do it. Hallelujah. Watch him do it. Watch him do it. Watch him do it. Even now. Glory to God. Even now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ho, 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 ho. Ha, ha, ha. You feel that power, brother? Go on up there and just put your hand on her back right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yay. Ha. Ho, ho, ho. He can do it. Hallelujah. He can do it. He can do it. He can do it. Hallelujah. Fear not. Hallelujah. Fear not. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, it's 9:15. We're way over. Ho-ho. Hallelujah. Let God do a miracle right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let the light shine on you. Oh, don't fall away. Don't slip away. Glory to God. Run to Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, I'm going to finish. Say, I'm going to finish. Hallelujah. Say it one more time. I'm going to finish it. Thank you, Jesus. Ho, ho. My God. Thank you, Father. I'm trying not to pray in the Holy Ghost because I don't want to scare this precious one off right here. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm trying. Somebody will explain it to you later. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank, oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, oh, my. Yeah. Yeah, right. If you just, oh, see, the devil's coming to cause you to slip, to fall back, and to stumble. You don't know what I perceive. He's causing that to happen right now. Amen. But I tell you what, God said there's an anointing in this room right now. If you tap into it, it'll sustain you. It'll sustain you. Hallelujah. You'll find that joy come back. You'll find that fire come back. You'll find yourself stronger than you've ever been before. Ha, 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 ha. You'll find that restoration. You'll be on fire for God again. You'll be on fire with the word of faith again. You'll be on fire for healing again. You'll be on fire for joy again. You'll be on fire for evangelism and salvation again. Yes, you will. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And the wicked one will touch you not. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. When the enemy comes in like the flood, the Lord said he'll raise up a standard against him. Glory to God. Allow him to raise it on the inside of you even now. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see some of you glowing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I sense that anointing coming on some of you. Some of you are growing up right now. I just sense, you know, people grow in growth spurts. Have you ever had kids? You see kids, all of a sudden you put them to bed, and next day you wake them up, they look a little bit bigger than they were because they don't grow continuously. Amen. But they do in spurts. Every once in a while you get a little growth spurt. You know, they could grow about an inch in one night. Glory to God. Well, you know, you can grow in one wave. One service, it's not like, oh, each service you go a little bit. No, you hear the word, you hear the word, you hear the word. And all of a sudden, one of those services, something happens. A decision's made. Amen? An anointing comes, a grace comes, and something happens. All of a sudden, you go from here to here. Amen? In one service. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Some say this is a growth spurt service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm battling the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. My flesh wants to let you out of here. Because I don't want nobody to be mad at me. Amen. Amen. But I got a burning on the inside. I got a burning on the inside. Amen. Oh, I got a burning on the inside. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Nikki, and y'all stand up and just bless God. Amen. I might not see you for another 6 months. Stand up, just raise your... y'all stand up and grow now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just bless the Lord and receive that strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Somebody's been concerned about provision. Hallelujah. God said, don't be concerned about provision. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you be concerned. Nobody can do you like He can. Don't you dare be concerned about provision. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You be concerned about the Word. Amen. The Word. The Word. It's not based on what you see, what you hear, what you feel. It's the Word. Stay in the anointing. He'll do a good job. I promise you. Hallelujah. Right now, I curse that concern from you right now. Every care loose here in the name of Jesus. Don't you dare think about that again. Hallelujah. Cast those cares away in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord cares for you in Jesus' name. That's a trick from the enemy. It's sent to steal your joy, steal your peace. It's sent to steal your righteousness. Glory to God. It's sent to steal your righteousness. Just rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God said He'd do it. He would. Don't you dare call Him a liar. Thank you, Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. But I don't know how He's going to do it. You don't have to. Glory to God. Oh, you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody needs to repent on that right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha. He told you to mind your own business. Glory to God. Told you to stop thinking about that stuff. Stop worrying about that stuff. The moment you start thinking about it, worrying about it, and getting confused about it, getting all that stuff, you stop the miracle. You stop the miracle, amen? Provision stops. The angels leave, glory to God. But the moment you decide to cast your cares on Jesus, that miracle will start to happen again. Glory to God. That train will start to move again, amen? Your faith will start to work again. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. I curse the concern in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So that the miracle of God can happen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. It's good, isn't it, honey? Hallelujah. It's good, isn't it? Isn't it a trip? We're just sitting up here praying in the middle of the night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever you need, God has got it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, my, 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 my. Hold strong in the Lord. Hold strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I might not catch you again. Kathy, get up there and just, she's not going to push you down and get crazy with you, but just put your hand on her back in Jesus' name, and maybe we can get out of here. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You just pray for her. Sow that seed. Sow that seed right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sister Bell, you can pray if you want to. Glory. Amen. You just pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Oh, He's got a plan for you. Glory to God. Yeah, He's got a plan for you. Yes, He's got a plan for you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Mighty woman of God. Mighty woman of God. And God's going to do it. Hallelujah. I provide. Ha ha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That spirit of revelation, that spirit of revelation, that spirit of revelation, may it come upon you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Namanusi. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. God's trying to get some provision to you. God's trying to get provision to you. God's trying to get provision to you, just trying to keep you open. Hallelujah. God's trying to get provision to you. Amen. God's trying to get provision to you. Oh, God's trying to get provision to you. Hallelujah. Oh, God's trying to get provision to you. Obedience is the door. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It could be a tear away. Who knows? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Y'all not mad at me, are you? Hallelujah. I got up early today, too. I like to go to bed early, too. Amen. We're in this boat together. Hallelujah. We're in this boat together. I've never felt a burning on the inside of my spirit as I feel it tonight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. New day. New day. That anointing's coming back, Brother Jesse. New day, stronger than what it was before. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Rex, don't worry about a thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can make it happen with Jesus. Amen. Don't do the wrong thing. Stay with God. Hallelujah. You stay with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. If you're getting anything from God, make sure it's God. If not, I'm going to punch you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Brother Jesse, come on up here for a moment. Hallelujah. We haven't rolled like this in a while. I just want you to open your mouth. Amen. You have a stronger prophetic gifting than I do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You just need some unction. Amen. You know, whenever you sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you know, that's a word. It's always a word. Whenever you sense that thing, God always wants to give clarity. There's something to everything He does. You know, and, you know, we can just leave it alone. I just like to get it out. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you have that faith or that obedience to help us here? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, transfer. Yeah. There it is. You're going to have to talk, so don't get drunk. You got a plan?
The fire is burning. Make sure it's burning.
Don't take it to your hand, just let it come from your heart.
This season we need to get in on what God's doing. Don't miss anything. We got to get in with everything or we'll miss everything. This is not a season to be half-hearted. This is a season to be wholehearted and wholly devoted to God. God's got great things that He wants to do for you. In this season, He wants to do them. The manifestation He wants to happen in this season. As Pastor Rod was saying earlier, He's trying to get provision to you. And that's not because He is unable, but we have to be able to receive, and we have to be open. And so in order to do that, we have to be obedient. This is the season to obey what God says. Don't miss anything. Be where He wants you to be with your whole heart, with everything that you've got, and you will receive manifestation of things you've never seen before in this season. Things you've believed and even hoped for and even doubted that would ever happen will happen in this season if you will obey God. In seasons past, you've obeyed God and haven't seen things like this. But in this season, as you continue to obey God with your whole heart, with everything that you have, you will see things happen that you've only imagined and dreamed about. God wants to fulfill the promises because God has more promises. God has bigger things, things bigger than you, things bigger than where you're at. God wants to use you in a greater way. So this is the season of manifestation. That's what I'm hearing. Manifestation. Whatever you're believing God for, this is the season for those things to start to happen. It's going to be quick. It's going to be fast. You're not going to expect it. It's just going to be sudden. Things are just going to start to pop out of nowhere almost. But you have to be where God wants you to be, and it may not seem like that's where the blessing is, but that's where the blessing will be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thought it would go away. It's still hot. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you got to go, so. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Impartation. Anybody want impartation? Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody want in? Thank you. Were you hearing that, honey? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Where they? You want to confirm that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, dear.
Yeah. I wanted to come up earlier. I wanted to come up.
Go, share that. You said that? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say the word. It's the word. Now listen, listen. Anointings are the same thing as words. With every strong anointing, there's a word that goes with it. And you can receive the word by receiving that anointing. Amen. And it's that word and that anointing that keeps you sustained in the season to come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord's been talking to me about seasons ending, about new seasons beginning. And He told me at the beginning of this year that this is a year of doubles. And so I've just been excited about that all year. And week before last, I was at work. And I was working away, and it just popped into my spirit to remember Job. Job went through a season of testing, and it was a hard time. He was sick, he was outcast, and the devil was coming against him with everything that he could. But Job stood firm, and he was faithful to God. And at the end of that season, what happened? He received everything that was taken away from him doubly.
Aha. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. But anybody that intends to minister this season to come get up here. Hallelujah. If you intend to minister, it doesn't mean you have to be a minister, but if you intend to minister, get up here, please. Don't walk slowly. Hallelujah. You'll be in trouble. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You intend to work or help in any type of way, move. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. 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 You're going to have to help us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Impartation in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Impartation in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Impartation in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Impartation in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Impartation in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Impartation in the name of Jesus. Impartation in the name of Jesus. Glory. Impartation in the name of, there it is, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Impartation in the name of Jesus. You don't mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Impartation in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Impartation in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. 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 Strange, isn't it? Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Just so sweet, isn't it? Hallelujah. Yes, just a precious invitation right now in the name of Jesus. There it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Were you here? We can put a lady if you prefer. Amen.
What?
Pray for you where God here. Go ahead. Go ahead. She might feel a little bit better. Father, invitation right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. 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 Oh, yeah, hallelujah. You want to help me, Brother Dean, if you can? Hallelujah. Father, in the there it is. Invitation in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Your people are precious. Glory to God. Sunday morning, we hey. No, you're okay, dear. Hallelujah. Sunday morning, and also, is Brother Budge prophetic, Brother Jesse? Oh, stay in the spirit. We have a special guest Sunday morning and also Sunday night. Dr. Garnett Budge is going to be with us from Australia. He's the top apostle of the faith churches in Australia. He represents Brother Copeland's ministry over there. So he's going to be with us Sunday morning and also Sunday night. I'm glad we got a guest so I can... I'm just glad we got a guest, Judy. Just glad we got a guest. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's a good idea. Hallelujah. You're going to get Chris and we're going to take an offering and let you go. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, Father. Everybody say, yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. Oh, we're not going to let the devil get us off track at all. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We delight to do your will, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. We stay to your plan. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, dear. Yes, yes. You might have to ask Brother Jesse. He's better answering. Yeah, go ahead. What was it, huh?
I'm witnessing just a couple that where my grandson is living with his dad, and they're not married, and she's going to have a baby. But I've been witnessing to them about Jesus. I mean, saying things, and gave them a CD and stuff and stuff. But it's like she won't. I know you can lead a horse. I keep saying you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. So I just have to rely on just the Holy Spirit to work in their lives to
patience. And love. Patience and love is the only thing that's going to do it. Just patience and love. That's the only thing that's going to do it. It's patience and love, and God will do it. There could be more wisdom to that, you know, but that's what I would, that's what I would just do, is just patience and love. Patience and love and great faith, because your witness is so precious to them and so sweet. What God does and what God's going to do in and through you is going to make a difference in their life. And patience and love is the best bit. Somebody else might need to make it a little bit clearer and help you in that area. You know, patience and love is what's going to do that. Amen. Hallelujah. Crystal Rex thought it was good that we pray for you. He said you needed help. Come on. You ain't got no unforgiveness for sending you back to that children's church room, have you? Okay, we prayed for everybody like this. Okay, Crystal. Thank you, Father. Father, got an impartation right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. 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 Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? How many are you going to do exactly what God wants you to do? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody scared? We have fellowship. And we have fellowship. Amen. Sister Irene, you want to receive tonight's offering for us? Pray over it and say something. Somebody say praise God. Hallelujah. How many of y'all appreciate? Y'all, Sunday morning, Irene is turning 18 Sunday. Irene turns 18 Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. So somebody that really feels the anointing of God, we got guest ministers in, but if you got some style, you got some class to you. Amen. I want somebody to get this girl out to a nice place. You know, do it like we would do it. Amen. Because she really is a blessing. She She really is. Rex, tell them how much the blessing girl is. She is a major blessing. Amen. I feel like we stole you from some other ministry or something like that. She got good upbringing. Amen. Hallelujah. She said, anything that has to do with what? Wait a minute. Don't tell me yet. Hold on, Rex. See if I can remember. Music. She just got it. She said she didn't need anything. She just got blessed with a guitar. She's learned to play the little guitar there. Right? So it was just music. Like, and she went down there, you know, and I know, you know, she went, took a little trip down there, and I know they're having difficulties right now. Amen. The Lord is testing them in their finances. That girl came back with blessings for everybody. Little, you know, little pot holders and different things. She thought about everybody. Rex got a keychain. Amen. So, amen. So tell us what you know. Amen. If you don't know anything, go sit back down. Amen. No. Go ahead. Amen. You've received this offer. You ever seen anybody receive an offering before? Well, do it the best you can. Amen. Hallelujah. Crystal, show you how to do it right. Amen. Just pray over the offering. Hallelujah.
Today's service is awesome, man. Wow, it was like a move of God. It was so awesome. But okay, well, Lord, we come together. We thank you for today. I know a lot of people, I know we don't always tell you this, but we love you. And we thank you every day for blessing that. We thank you that every day we wake up, that we're able to breathe and we're able to testify and say, Lord, we love you so much that we're able to do your work. And Lord, we show that by tithing and giving you our offerings to you. And not only that, but showing other people that we care. And Lord, I just thank you that we're out there to testify and we're just there to lead people to Christ, Lord. Oh, you're so awesome. There's just no words to describe about you. We thank you today, and we ask you, Lord, for a double blessing. We ask you a double portion of you with this tithe, Lord. We believe in you. We know that you are going to come through with us. We know that you're going to come through with this tithe, Lord. And we thank you, and we agree, and we stand on this word in Jesus' name. Amen.
We move, Bella. I got something for you. Come here, dear. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. No, come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. You know we don't play church. Somebody say, praise the Lord. As we were sitting up here praying, I was looking around the room and said, there's so many people. So this is how saved people think. There are so many people that need to be blessed. There are so many people that need to be blessed. Amen. And you wonder what you do for Jesus, and you don't realize that the Lord uses you for that ability to bless others. Whether you do it from yourself, you have the ability to pull resources together to do things so that the Lord might be able to bless others. He wants to upgrade that anointing and that grace on the inside of you. You know, different people have different callings, different giftings, and different abilities. So God's going to cause a lot of things to flow through you. Amen. You say, well, I don't have enough to do this. Well, God said you're going to have to learn to expand your heart and your vision open to receive what God has for you. He's going to bring you things, and you're going to have a ministry, and your ministry does nothing but bless others. You have to have a real keen ear to the Spirit of God to know where to pour that out. Amen. But God wants to use you in that arena. Amen. He wants, and you know what? Whenever you sow blessing, guess what comes back to you? Blessing. When you sow provision, provision comes back to you. And you have to realize this, that God always promises to give seed to the sower. So you need to increase in your area of receiving, amen, and knowing what belongs to you and what belongs to God and different things, so that he would always give you seed to sow in the right place, because you'll be sowing in different places. And as you sow, the only qualification of that sowing is not just to help somebody out. He wants to take you beyond that level. He's not talking about alms. Learn what alms are. He's not talking about alms. But the Lord wants to use you to be a sower of encouragement. Amen. And he's going to give you the resources, the ability, amen, the help and the wisdom and the know-how to do that. And you'll be able to sow and sow encouragement to people and keep people going and doing what God wants them to do by the things that you've already done. A meal here, a flower there, different things. And you realize, you think that's just you. God says, no, that's him on the inside of you giving people what they need to continue to do what they're doing. And as you do those things, God will accredit the things that they do to your account in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, let her be blessed. We're not going to leave her out of anything that you're doing. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, keep her on the inside of what you are, Father God, and what you have and what you want to be, Father God. And we bless Belle, Father God, because you've called her and you've anointed her and you've placed her in this house, Father God. So we're not going to cause her to miss any good thing that you have to offer, Father God. I need a female. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. I'm going to pray for you just like everybody else because you're part of this house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we impart your spirit, your word, Father God, to do what you want to do, Father God. Keep her in the middle of what you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You may sow now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So you say, thank God. Y'all forgive us for keeping you here an hour over what we need to be here for. Amen. If anybody needs prayer tonight, we'll pray for you. If you need to be saved, we'll make sure you get saved. If you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, we'll get somebody to get you full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you need $1,000, amen. Rex has got his checkbook. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So y'all be blessed. Amen. Don't forget Sunday morning. All of y'all that pray that we get a good grip here Sunday morning to hear the Word of God. Amen. I believe we can do it. So y'all be blessed. Also, don't forget to pray for the campaign. It's all of us that does this thing together.